In this episode, we're diving into the journey of validating a business idea. Whether you're a budding entrepreneur or an established business owner looking to pivot, this episode is packed with insights and practical advice from our diverse range of guests. Join us as we explore the crucial steps in identifying market needs, creating a minimum viable product, gathering and implementing feedback, and mastering financial planning and sustainability. Let's unlock the secrets to entrepreneurial success together.
Iterate and adapt. Use this feedback to refine your MVP. This iterative process is where your product begins to truly take shape. Now, Marilyn's project turned out to be a success. By focusing on the core value and iteratively improving the product based on user feedback, the final product was not only more aligned with market needs, but also told a compelling story that resonated with the customers.
Thank you for tuning in to Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid. We're visited by our amazing guests coming from all walks of life. Want to learn their story, their struggles, and their journey on how they got to where they are today. So stick around.
Welcome to Hacks and Hobbies. I'm Junaid Ahmed, and in this episode, we're exploring the exciting and challenging journey of validating a business idea. Now, whether you're a budding entrepreneur or an established business owner looking to pivot, this episode is packed with insights and practical advice from our diverse range of guests. In this first segment of the episode, we're going to be identifying your market need. Today, we embark on a journey with Juliet Herman, our guest from episode 216, whose story illuminates the path to identifying your market need through a blend of inner happiness and personal strengths. Now, Juliet Herman, in her enlightening conversation, shared an inspiring tale of self-discovery. She spoke about a pivotal moment in her life where she realized that the key to her professional success was deeply rooted in understanding her own strengths and passions. Now, Juliet, initially embarking on a path that seemed traditionally successful, found herself feeling unfulfilled. It was only when she took a step back to reflect on what truly made her happy, where her strength lay, that she discovered a new direction for her career. This revelation led Julia to pivot her career towards a niche that not only aligned with her strengths, but also catered to a specific market need. She noticed a gap in the market that her unique skill could fill. She noticed a gap in the market that her unique skill set could fill. She noticed a gap in the market that her unique skill set could fill. This is a crucial lesson for all entrepreneurs. The sweet spot for a business idea often lies at the intersection of what you are good at and what the market needs. Juliet's journey teaches us that self-awareness is the first step in identifying this intersection. So how can you, as an entrepreneur, replicate Juliet's success in identifying your market need? Well, it begins with self-reflection. Ask yourself, what am I passionate about? What are my unique skills? And how do these align with the needs in the market? By answering these questions, you can uncover business ideas that is not only viable, but also fulfilling. Now, Juliet's venture born from this self-awareness resonated deeply with her target audience. She created a service that was not just a business, but a solution to a real problem. And her authenticity shone through. This authenticity is what drew people to her, turning her idea into a success. As Juliet's story shows, identifying your market need is more than just finding a gap in the market. It's about aligning your true strengths and passions with what the market is seeking. As we proceed in this episode, remember Juliet's journey and think about how you can apply these lessons on your own entrepreneurial path. Building your MVP. In this segment, we turn the wisdom of Marilyn King, a branding and communication expert who graced episode 211 of our podcast. Marilyn's insight offer a unique perspective on the creation of minimum viable product, a concept that is as much about storytelling as it is about product development. Marilyn shared a story about one of her early career projects. She was tasked with launching a new product line, and the pressure was immense to make it a grand, all-encompassing offering. However, Marilyn took a different approach. She believed in starting small, focusing on the essence of what the product was meant to achieve. Her strategy was to build something minimal yet powerful enough to convey the story and purpose of the product. This approach led to the creation of an MVP that was not just a rudimentary version of the product, but a narrative in itself. The MVP captured the core value of what they were offering, and it was presented to a select group of early users. The feedback was astonishing. Not only did it validate the product idea, but also provided insights on how it could be improved, what features were necessary, and what could be discarded. Practical steps in the MVP development. So how can budding entrepreneurs apply Marilyn's approach to their ventures? Here are some steps. Number one, focus on the core. Identify the core value of your product and what is the primary problem it solves or need it fulfills. Number two, simplify your story. Your MVP should clearly communicate this value. Strip down your product to its essentials so that this story isn't lost in unnecessary features. Number three, gather feedback. Release your MVP to a small controlled group. Listen to their feedback, both positive and negative. And lastly, number four, iterate and adapt. Use this feedback to refine your MVP. This iterative process is where your product begins to truly take shape. Now, Marilyn's project turned out to be a success. By focusing on the core value and iteratively improving the product based on user feedback, the final product was not only more aligned with market needs, but also told a compelling story that resonated with the customers. As Marilyn's King's experience illustrate, an MVP is more than just a first step in product development. It's the first chapter in your product's story. It's about communicating value, engaging with your audience, and building a foundation for future growth. Next up, gathering and implementing feedback, the Airbnb story. In this segment, we explore how Airbnb mastered the art of using feedback to drive its incredible growth, employing a compelling storytelling approach. The problem, initial hurdles in user experience. Now, Airbnb's early days were marked by a critical problem. Despite a unique business idea, user engagement and bookings were low. The founders were puzzled by the lukewarm response to their innovative platform. Solution, seeking and implementing feedback. Now, Airbnb's breakthrough came when they decided to directly engage with their users. The founders visited New York, one of their key markets, to meet with hosts and understand their experiences. This hands-on approach led to a crucial realization. The quality of the listing photos was inadequate, deterring potential guests. Transformation, empowering hosts with quality photographs. Responding to this feedback, Airbnb initiated a significant change. They hired professional photographers to improve the quality of listing photos, directly addressing the issue highlighted by their users. This move not only enhanced the visual appeal of the listing, but also significantly boosted user trust and bookings. Outcome: Airbnb's rise to success. This strategic pivot, guided by user feedback, marked a turning point for Airbnb. The platform's popularity soared, setting it on a path to becoming a global leader in online accommodations. Now, Airbnb's story demonstrates the power of listening to feedback and adapting swiftly to meet market needs. Financial planning and sustainability. Let's explore the theme of financial planning and sustainability through the lens of Apple Inc., a company renowned for its strategic financial management and long-term sustainability. Apple, in its early years, faced significant financial challenges. Despite having innovative products, the company struggled with high production costs and competition. This period was critical as it laid the foundation for Apple's future financial strategies. Under the leadership of Steve Jobs, Apple underwent a dramatic transformation in its approach to financial planning. The company streamlined its product lines, focused on high-margin products, and invested heavily in design and marketing. These steps were crucial in turning Apple's financial situation around. Apple's financial sustainability was further strengthened by diversifying its product portfolio and entering new markets. The launch of the iPod, iPhone, and iPad, coupled with the expansion into digital services like iTunes and the App Store, created new revenue streams. This diversification reduced the company's reliance on any single product and contributed to its financial stability. Apple is also known for its prudent cash management strategies. The company maintains a significant cash reserve, allowing it flexibility in operations and the ability to invest in research and development. This strategy has enabled Apple to stay ahead in innovation and maintain its market leadership. Apple's journey illustrates that financial sustainability in business is about strategic planning, adaptability, and diversification. By making smart decisions about where to invest, streamlining operations, and diversifying revenue streams, Apple not only overcame its financial challenges, but also positioned itself as a global leader in technology. Legal and ethical considerations, the case of Patagonia. In this segment, we explored the importance of legal and ethical considerations in business. Drawing inspiration from Patagonia, a company renowned for its commitment to environmental ethics and legal integrity. Founded by Yvon Chouinard, Patagonia has been a pioneer in incorporating ethical practices and environmental sustainability into its business model. The company's mission, "We're in business to save our home planet," reflects its dedication to ethical considerations beyond mere legal compliance. Now, Patagonia has consistently taken bold steps to advocate for environmental causes, even when it meant facing legal challenges. For example, the company sued the United States government for protecting national monuments, demonstrating its commitment to environmental advocacy at potential legal risk. This move, while bold, showcased Patagonia's unwavering commitment to its ethical principles. Supply chain transparency. Understanding the importance of ethical business practices, Patagonia makes significant efforts to ensure its supply chain is both legally compliant and ethically sound. The company openly shares its supplier list, audits its supply chain for ethical labor practices, and uses sustainable materials, setting a legal and ethical benchmark in the industry. Now, Patagonia's decision to become a certified B Corporation and its dedication to donating 1% of its sales to environmental causes are legal commitments that solidify its ethical stance. These actions ensure that its business practices are legally aligned with its mission to do good, demonstrating how legal structures can support ethical business models, building trust and credibility. Patagonia's adherence to legal and ethical standards has not only built trust among its customers, but has also established the company as a credible leader in corporate responsibility. This trust and credibility are invaluable assets that have contributed to Patagonia's long-term success and legacy. Patagonia's journey illustrates that legal and ethical considerations are integral to building a sustainable and respected business. By prioritizing legal compliance and ethical practices, entrepreneurs can build a legacy that transcends financial success and contributes positively to society. Now, validating your business idea is a journey filled with learning, adaptation, and resilience. Using these insights as a guide, but remember, every entrepreneurial journey is unique. Embrace your journey with confidence and curiosity. Thank you for joining us on Hacks and Hobbies. If you found this episode helpful, share it with aspiring entrepreneurs in your circle. And for more insights and stories, check out our other episodes. Here's to your success in the exciting world of entrepreneurship.
Thank you for listening to this Hacks and Hobbies episode. Junaid would love to hear from you, so please leave a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts. Visit hacksandhobbies.com to find additional information on the guest today, as well as the show notes.